You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I am not afraid to admit I am a bad mom. I work hard. I'm the owner of Dalen's Daycare LLC, The Office L3C, Posh Plannings LLC, and a few other successful ventures. I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but my first job will always be being the mother of my three, Madison, Dalen, and Davin. Sleepless nights, blood, sweat, and tears just to ensure their everyday happiness and secure future. I like to curse, and I love to twerk, even though I can't. A glass of wine is usually a part of my day, and sometimes I hide out in the tub for hours just to get a peace of mind. I'm a mom, just like you, and real moms know it's nothing glamorous about it. Being a mom is my first job and by far the hardest, yet the most rewarding. I'm just here to talk about it. Welcome to the Bad Moms Club. Welcome. I am LaVonda, your host, and my wonderful, wonderful co-host, Tanisha.
Hi, everyone.
My right-hand man's with the plan. So today's a very, very special show. Not only is it our second show, but everybody's been asking me about my book. So I'm going to give you a shortcut on my book today for free, because y'all know I don't do nothing for free. So my book is called The Five Streams of Income for the Smart Rich Mom. And today we're going to be going over all five streams. So get your notebooks, get your recorders. Get your notebooks together because we're going to get deep into how do you have multiple streams of income, what they are, how to maintain them, and the importance of each one. Why is it important to have five streams of income? But before we get started, you know, I have to give my bad mom moment of the week. So my kids had competition this weekend and we killed it per usual. 3 first place trophies, 1 second place trophy, and then 1 third place trophy. So my kids are out there dancing and the music is really great, and before I know it, I was on dancing with them.
It happens
to me all the time because I just get caught up in the moment, okay? So they twerked, I twerked too. That's, yeah. that's my thing. Mass is like, Mom, you're so embarrassing. So what? We're going to share this spotlight, sis? So feel free. We got the line open for them to call in? Yep. Okay, cool. So if y'all got questions, you call can definitely in. Call in. The number is 248-838-3661.
Hit it again.
Hey, Joy. 248-838-3661. If you want to call in, hey, Mary, feel free to drop your questions in the comment section. Drop your comments in the, you know, comment section. And we're going to have fun. We're going to ride it out. So, five streams of income. What are five streams of income? Five streams of income is what the average person needs. Not just moms, especially moms, but not just moms. Anybody in today's society right now in 2018, you need multiple streams of income.
Say it.
You can have more than five, but these are the main five that you need, and they are very, very, very important. Oh, I see what you said, Joy. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Okay, so why is it so important to have five streams of income? Well, let's start. The average person works a 9-to-5. And you know, just like I know, it's not enough money to supplement your income. As far as paying rent, as far as paying a car note, dressing how you want to dress, going to places you want to go to, vacations, groceries alone will kill you. if you are paying cash for groceries, I feel your pain. So I'm telling you, it is so necessary to have more than one stream of income. And the average person might say to themselves, like, how do I obtain these five streams of income? I can't have five jobs. I would never have time. Five streams of income is exactly what it says, five different streams. It does not mean that it has to be a job. It does not mean that it has to be something that you have to submit any time to, or anything that you have to commit any parts of yourself to. It's using your brain in the best way possible to bring in the income that you need to supplement your income.
Break it down, sis.
I'll give you an example. So, of course, obviously, I don't get paid for my podcast. But what it does do is it makes you aware of all my other businesses. So this particular stream is not necessarily a stream that pays, but it does funnel my other streams to make money. So my book could be a stream. My daycare could be a stream, as well as the office, Madison Management, Posh Plannings. I have more than five, but you get my drift. So we're going to jump right into what eStream actually is. So you got anything you want to add first, Tanisha, before I get started?
Did you say the daycare?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure you named them all.
I did. Okay. So the first stream, stream number one, is your main source of income. Now, depending on where you are in life, will depend on what this stream is. If it's a job, then it's a job. Oh yeah, John Nicole real estate too. Yep. If it's a job, yeah. If it's a 9-to-5 job or whatever your schedule is, that will be your main source of income. If you receive any type of state assistance, not like cash assistance, but like SSI or something like that. What is it called? Not SSI, but when you
disability,
yeah. Something like that could be your main source of income. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the thing. Whatever your main source of income is, that is your number one priority. You have to funnel that. You have to make sure that comes, because that's going to fund all of your other projects. That's the one that you can always depend on. That's the one that's never going to go anywhere. So it's very important to have that main source, because that's always going to be your fallback. Darnisha said a sugar daddy. We're going to get into that, because that's part of one of the other streams, the hustle. We talking about that check that shows up every 2 weeks, every week, guaranteed. Whether you do your billing, whether you turn in your time cards, whatever it is, that number one main stream of income is going to come every 2 weeks. So when you're trying to align yourself, and you're trying to get yourself in order as far as, I want to get myself out of debt. I want to, go on vacations. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my house in order, different things. You want to start off with your main source. Secure the bag, sis. Okay?
Yes.
Secure your bag. Your bag is yours. Nobody's going to secure it but you. So you got to make sure that number one source of income is always coming in. No missing work. No showing up late. Don't come drunk. Don't come showing up, acting out, secure.
Be very professional.
Exactly. And all streams. I don't care if it's a hustle. I don't care if it's a job. You have to remain professional. Your word is your bond. Whatever you exude to people, that's what they're going to believe. That's what they're going to. They don't know the real you. So you have to show them the real you. And that's all a part of securing your main source of income. That main source of income can last as long as you want it to. This is your story. You're writing your own book. So if you tell yourself, well, I'm going to work a job for the next year, maybe 2 years, stick to that. Set goals, set deadlines. I always tell people, whatever you do, set a deadline. Yeah, make sure you plan ahead, and definitely set a deadline. A deadline puts a cap on things. Mm-hmm. It's not continuous. It's not forever.
Come on and teach.
Yeah. That deadline says, hey, this is where it ends at. And it gives you a goal to reach. It gives you something to push toward. So, again, number one source, maintain your main source. I'm going to read some comments real quick. My niece said, that means do not let Rick put that house in your name. Get your shit on the lease and you'll be homeless to secure your bag. That is very true.
So true.
That is very true. And we're gonna have a whole nother show about that, about establishing yourself. You have to. But if you're watching the Bad Moms Club, I'm gonna assume you have children. You owe it to those children to be established.
Yes.
And the best way to do it, 5 streams of income. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not an overnight thing, but it'll come. So we're going to move on to the next stream, number two, which is the side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
The side hustle is exactly what it says it is. It can pretty much be anything you want it to be. You can It pretty much can be, let's say if you're creative and you make something, that would necessarily be considered a hobby, but that hustle would be something that you can get on to quick, make your money, and get on out. Now, if it's something like, let's just say you want to sell fire sticks, that's a side hustle.
Yes.
You know, you teach yourself an art of something. You learn a way to produce it, and you continue to sell it. Now, I wouldn't advise you to do anything illegal, but I would advise you to get a side hustle. That side hustle is going to come into play when that main job, you never know, you may get laid off. Y'all may have time off of work, whatever. That side hustle money is going to keep that bank account still rolling. It's always going to keep you on budget. And we're going to have a whole nother show about establishing yourself, budgets, so on and so forth. But that side hustle is definitely where all of your extra cash is going to come in at. Now, how long does a side hustle last? That's up to you. It's up to you until your product is no longer needed anymore, until you decide you want to do another hustle, and feel free to have more than one side hustle. I mean, at one time, I did hair. I sold fire sticks, babysit. That was before I had a daycare. Mm-hmm. Your side hustle supplements your income. That is the purpose for the side hustle. It is not for you to make a career off of.
You took your side hustle down and made it a reality.
And you know what? That's really the goal. Everything, like I tell my children, number one tagline, everything is a business. Treat it as such. Mm-hmm. When that money comes in, you got to stack it. When that money comes in, you got to allocate it to where it's supposed to go. That's the only way you're going to get on your feet. Paying bills, every check, living check to check, is not on your feet, people.
No.
That is not. You are not put on this earth to work and pay bills. You are meant to enjoy it. But in order to enjoy it, you do have to have money. And here's 5 ways to get it. Let me read a few comments. Side hustle money is going to pay for your kids' extracurricular activities. You are more than right, Renee, because my kids are on the number one dance team in the state of Michigan, and it is not free. It is very expensive. So, yeah. But you know what? I've started doing with my kids because they watch me with my entrepreneurship. I've taught them ways to do the same thing. At one time, Madison was selling slime. I know my little niece was selling headbands. You know, you have to teach them early financial literacy. It's very, very important. Very important. And which is what I'm saying about the 5 streams of income. The only way you're going to be able to truly experience life is if you do the work now so that you can chill later.
Yes. You have to plan ahead.
Yeah, and you can't do it just off one job. Listen, unless you're the CEO of Chrysler, it's not going to happen, okay? And I don't know about anybody else, but for me, the goal is not to work the rest of my life. I worked in property management for 9 years, and then I transferred over to real estate for 3 years, and I hated working for somebody else. Watching the clock, it was like anxiety. Okay, I got 2 hours left. Okay, I got 3 hours left. Mm-hmm. I knew that I didn't want to work, so I had to get my 5 streams of income together so that eventually every hustle just moved on up the line, and I was able to toss the job, and my side hustle became my number one, and my number two became my number three became my number two, and for me, that's the goal. Yours might be different, but that was mine. London sells cookies and pastries at school. That's a huge one right there. A huge one. Kids love candy. Kids love snacks. Miss Tanisha over here. Let me turn this camera some so y'all can see her. Miss Tanisha over here is the candy lady. They have candy on deck. Remember when we was kids and we had that candy house on the block? That is Miss Tanisha's side hustle. Does hair, snacks. Travel agent, candy house. I don't care how big, how small. It is definitely necessary. And let me say this, too. I look a mess tonight. This is a real testament to being a mom. I've been ripping and running for my kids all week. And do y'all see this? Y'all see that? But I do have a hair appointment. Listen. But I do have a hair appointment tomorrow, so don't sleep on me.
Uh-uh.
Do not sleep on me.
Wake up.
Okay, so we're going to move on to stream number 3. which is the hobby. Now, this is a cool one because everybody, and when I say everybody, I do mean everybody, stay in my inbox. Oh, I make this, buy it. Oh, I make that, buy it. Mm-hmm. Even like if you like to decorate, that's a hobby.
Yes.
If you like to dazzle shoes and, you know, you like to rhinestone stuff, that is definitely a hobby as well. The thing is, though, you have to find a way to change your hobby into a business. The goal, yeah, the goal is to do what you love as a job. Mm-hmm. That's off the back right there. But it's a process, and it has to grow into that. And the hobby is where you start at. You should be able to do what you love for a living. So whether it's doing nails, whether it's doing hair, whether it's bedazzling cell phones and shoes, whatever your hobby is, you have to sit down, break that down, figure out the cost of your materials, what it's going to cost you to make it, what it's going to cost you to mass produce it, and also to, you know, to get it out to people. And now you have your third stream of income. So just imagine going to work every day. You're selling fire sticks on the internet, which takes no time. You sit down maybe one day a week and program them all. Now you're doing that. And I'm not encouraging y'all to do anything illegal. I'm just telling you what you could be doing. And then you got your hobby. You bedazzling cell phones on Sunday. That's three streams of income. And you've only committed yourself to 2 days outside of your regular work schedule.
That's extra.
You can't tell me that you can't take that vacation that you want. And you got an extra $200 to $300 coming in a week. One fire stick is what? $100, $85. Sell 5 of those a week. That's an extra $500. And again, I'm not telling y'all to do anything illegal. I'm just saying, if you can mass produce a product that'll make you $100, $50, and you sell enough of them in 1 week, that's almost $500 a week that you could be making extra. That's $2,000 a month. That's 4 weeks in a month. Who could not use an extra $2,000 a month? Yeah. I definitely know I can. I don't care how much money I have. $2,000 extra a month is definitely what I need. So we're going to move on to stream number 4, which is quick cash. Now, before I tell you what it is, I'm going to ask you, Tanisha, what do you consider quick cash?
Less than an hour making the money.
Mm-hmm.
And Cash App, you know, sitting at home twiddling your fingers, that's quick money.
Mm-hmm.
Money that you don't really know that's coming. Money that you don't really know that's coming, but mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yeah, I agree. You kind of hit it on the head. So let me tell y'all what quick cash is. Quick cash is those one-time flukes that make you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you move on. Now, here's the catch. You have to figure out a way to make that continuously happen.
Yes.
Does it happen every day? No. Does it happen every week? No. Does it happen every month? No. But you're going to move on from one situation to the next situation to the next situation. If there was a way for you to make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 once every 3 months, would you take it? And it's legal? Most definitely. The hard part is figuring out exactly where that is. So I'll give you an example. Quick cash would be, let's just say you got a return check from school. Instead of buying yourself a new outfit, stack it in your quick cash fund.
Mm-hmm.
Another version of quick cash would be, let's say you want to do a fundraiser. And you say, okay, I'm going to make this basket of stuff. You know, I got all these high-priced things that I've never used before. I'm going to make this basket. I'm going to do a raffle for it. And everybody cash at me $10. And then I'll see who, you know, gets it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so over the course of a week, you've made $1,000 just through the Cash App of people buying raffle tickets, and you raffle off your basket. Now you got $1,000 to put in your quick cash fund. Another example of quick cash would be, let's just say you want to do a yard sale. You want to do a bake sale at church. You know, anything that's going to bring you a certain amount of money in a quick time span Those are the things that you want to save. Those are not the funds that you want to depend on. Your first three streams of income is money to depend on. And truly, your first stream of income is really the only one you truly should depend on. But the other two are there to support the first one. And the fourth stream of income is your rainy day fund. Now, I call it the quick cash fund because every time I turn around, I got a flat tire. It's leaking slow. My car battery is dying. Yep. My daughter broke a bracket. Now I got to pay for one of her brackets.
Yes.
You know, emergency hairdos. It rained. Something is leaking in the basement. These are the things that your quick cash fund comes into play for. So now you're not taking from your work check. You're definitely not taking from your side hustle, and your hobby is just what it is. And you have a whole set of different funds to help you out in that time of need, okay? So, Tanisha, you got something to add on quick cash?
Quick cash basically is one of those hustles that you were saying,
mm-hmm.
or one of those hobbies that you turn that you like, and you know that you can put a quick plan together to make some money. Like the bedazzling and hair and bundles, all of that. All of those are quick streams of income. Because first of all, everybody's doing the same thing. Not everywhere, but somebody is doing the same thing. And so you have to let your client know why you stick out, what makes you different to make your brand, you know, make the money.
I agree.
You may catch a good spot and say, hey, and you get a flow of people, but that next week it could be a dry run. But you collected that quick fund to
get I agree. You through. I got some new viewers, so I'm going to give a few shout outs real quick. Hey, Joy, Keandra, and Kaya. Hey, Harrison, Cornelius Jones. You know, I grew up with him. I literally, like, grew up with him. Like, I moved over there in Van Dyke when I was, like, what, like, 5 or 6? Yeah. Some of these people I've been knowing literally my whole life. Hey, Elizabeth. That was my first best friend in the third grade. Hey, girl. Till I got kicked off of fighting. Memories. Hey, Glow. Glow is my niece, but she insists on being my cousin. I just want y'all to know she's really my niece. Hey, Nene. Jazz. I was just texting you, Jazz. Now you see why I didn't respond. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Rodney, with your little crazy self. Misha, my love. Hey, Ralph, my favorite cousin. Hey, Fave. Okay, so I done gave y'all the first four of the main five streams of income. And now we're going to move on to number five, which is definitely my favorite, the residual income. Now, what is the residual income? The residual income is money that continuously comes with little to no effort. Now, you might say, okay, well, that sounds like the job or that sounds like the side hustle. Well, nope, it is its own. So I'll give you an example. How many people have ever heard of It Works? Y'all ever heard of It Works? You heard of It Works?
Yeah. I heard of It Works.
Okay, cool company. I did sell for them too. Hey, Britt. So with It Works, what happens is once you sell a certain amount, then they start to pay you for not only the items that you sell, but how much you're selling. And also they're paying you for the amount of what you're selling. So it literally takes no effort to send someone your website, tell them a little bit about your product, and as much as you're selling, now you're making money off of what you're selling. That check is going to come as long as you continue to sell, and that's mm-hmm. what we call the residual income. So the residual income is an actual check. You do work to get it,
yes.
But it is very, very minimum. So another example of a residual income would be, let's just say you're a silent partner with someone. And don't think that you don't have enough money to be somebody's silent partner, because right. you do. There are many entrepreneurs who need funds, who need backing, who need funding. They don't want to get
that.
Loans. They don't get, you know, they don't qualify for loans. So they could use your $250. They could use your $500. They could use your $1,000. And you make another $250 or $500 or whatever you work out with that person, you know, off of the money that you've invested. But here's the thing. Say someone comes to me and they say, hey, I want to open my own hair salon, but I need $5,000 you know, to get started. Okay, I'll invest into your company, but you have to pay me $800 a month for however many months, and then I make an extra $2,000 off of the initial $5,000 that I invested. No problem. That $800 that I'm paying each month is definitely the residual income. It is the residual income. So, we're going to go back over all five streams, just so everybody knows. Hope y'all got y'all pen and paper out so y'all can ask my questions. Hey, Brandon. Brandon, I text you. I need my lawn done. Where you at? We'll talk about it later. Anywho. Because y'all know I'm not doing no lawn work. Okay, so, stream number one, job. Main source. This is wherever you work at. This can be long term. This can be short term for me. It is only there to supply all the funding for my other project so that eventually I do not have to work.
It's the main.
Yes, ma'am. Stream number two, the side hustle. The side hustle is whatever brings you money, whether you want to sell fire sticks, like if you want to do hair. Whatever your hustle is, that should be being saved. Stream number three is your hobby. What are you good at? Do you do nails? Do you bedazzle things? Do you make clothes? Do you make wigs? Are you a makeup artist? You need to figure out a way to turn your hobby into money. Stream number four, quick cash. Quick cash would be, like I said, your bake sales. Your candy sales, your candy houses, you know, anything that's going to bring you, like I said, you could do a raffle, whatever, anything that's going to bring you a lump sum of money, you could throw a party. That's an excellent quick cash.
Yes.
Throw a party. If you have skills in a certain area, you could definitely teach yourself how to, I don't know what happened to the Facebook Live, but... If you have any type of hobby, I mean, quick cash, if you have any type of skill, you can teach a class. That'll definitely, for sure, bring in a lump sum of quick cash. And then, of course, number five, the residual income. And again, the residual income is that check that comes in regardless of how much time you put in or how much effort that you put in. But it's coming just based off a little time and a little bit of commitment.
Speak.
Got it? So, anybody got any questions? Is it still going?
Yeah.
Well, see if they got any questions on there, because my phone just don't like me at all.
No one has logged in yet, but anyone that has any questions that log in, LaVonda is surely ready to answer a lot of questions for you guys.
I don't know. Mine just went off. Like,
it's okay.
No, it's not a big deal, because, you know, I got the word across anyway. Well.
And you see, I'm all on you over here. Don't worry about it.
Right. Well, we're going to get ready to wrap things up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we will be back next Thursday with an even hotter and better topic. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the Bad Moms Club.
Bad Moms Club. And we're out.